Okay, so we're going to kick off with this one from Ash this morning. This is Ben, Baby Ben. And thank you very much as well to Richard for the last hour and a half. He'll be back with you at 11 o'clock. Baby Burn from Ash from way back in 2001. That reached number 30 and it was taken from their second album, which was, I think it was called Free All Angels. I've got that somewhere in my collection. That's woke you up, hasn't it? Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much to Richard for this morning. And I'm driving in there, listening to some of the Motown stuff. 60 years, wow, some crackers you've played there, Richard. Thank you so much for that last couple of hours that you've been on there with us. Okay, so, right, I've got quite a bit to get through this morning on the show. I'm with you through till 11 o'clock. I have got an exclusive brand new first play anywhere of a new song from local band Two Black Sheep from their forthcoming album, which is called The Earth Below, and that's going to be coming up around about 10 o'clock. I've got a couple of special song dedications I've been asked for, and if you would like something playing, get in touch with us. All the usual ways you can get in touch. My Facebook page is always open, which is Radio Radio. You can get in touch on Messenger, you can drop me a text, and you can get in touch with us here at the studio, which is studio info@vintageradio.org.uk. So yeah, get in touch and let us know if you would like something playing this morning. Okay, this one is we've just had one of Ireland's finest, and this is now one of Scotland's finest. This is As the Camera.
cause it's never gonna give you everything. I wish myself into your arms to know that all I need is everything. The size of the sea and the sun in my eyes and the mind of my head yearning for more.
Say camera, all I need is everything. I could have faded that about a minute and a half ago, but you know what? It would have been sacrilege. Some great songs Aztec Camera did back in the day. A great band. I managed to see them a couple of times as well here in Liverpool. And Roddy Frame, very talented young man. Indeed, young man. He's probably older than me. Okay, I'm going to take you back to 1991, I think this was. This from the album 13. This is Coffee and TV from Blair. This has got one of the longest intros in the world ever as well. This was written by Graham Coxon, and he also took over on lead vocal duties from Damon Albarn for this song, and that's two of my finest things, Coffee and TV. Coffee and TV from Blur, from the album 13. So that was, when they were really, really big at the time. I always remember the Blur v Oasis saga that went on. I was actually in the Blair camp, I must admit. I thought Oasis at the time were really bolshy, and I liked them both. I mean, I've seen Oasis many, many times. I've seen Blair a couple of times, but at the time, I think it was Country House versus Roll With It, I think was the thing that the battle to see which got to number one. And I remember buying them both on CD single. I mean, it didn't bother me, things like that. Blair won the fight with that one. And I mean, to be honest, both songs are real throwaway songs, particularly Country House, which is just a little bit of pop stuff, a little nursery rhyme song. And indeed, I think that one is, although the video was pretty good, and I do remember. Okay, it's Friday morning, 12 minutes to 10 on Vintage Radio over in Birkenhead with me, Cliff Howarth, with Radio through till 11 o'clock with you. This one is going way, way back. These are the Go-Go's. From the Go-Go's from 1981, that was co-written by Terry Hall as well, from the Fun Boy 3 specials and whatever else that he did as well. That was from the album Beauty and the Beat, and the Go-Go's are a cool band, Belinda Carlisle and all. Okay, a little bit of Blue Tone stuff here for you now. This is Blue Tonic.
Myself, and until now I haven't told anybody.
Deftones and Blue Tonic. Great song, great band indeed as well. Okay, right, it's just coming up to 5 to 10. I'm going to play a special song for my brother Alan, whose birthday it was this week. Happy birthday to you, Alan, and thank you so much for all that you do towards helping me prepare for this show. I must admit, I throw my playlist onto USB and say, do us a favour, Alan, sort that out for us. And he does. It's good to have someone who can chip in and give you a bit of a hand, so thank you very much indeed. I'm going to play this song for you, Alan. This is one of your favourite bands of all time indeed. Sadly, no longer with us, Stuart Adams. And these are Big Country.
Look at him now, another used man, wearing the pants and off his dignity with all the courage that he can. He stood in the storm, carved out in stone. He said, I wore my honesty with pride and everything I've done. So where were you when my ship went down? Where were you when I ran into ground? Where were you when I turned it around? Where were you when they burned?
When my ship went down, where do we?
All Its Glory Ships from 1993 from Big Country, one of the best bands that I ever managed to see live. And sadly, Stuart Adamson no longer with us. So that's playing out for you, Alan, who's listening this morning in my goal. Thank you so much for tuning in to Vintage Radio. These are one of Liverpool's finest. They are back together, and I'm eagerly awaiting a release of something new from them. But this is an oldie from them. When I say oldie, it's only about 4 or 5 years ago. The Hummingbirds, Out of the Rain.
Words that you say will never suffice. When you're around, it's breaking my heart. Seems to leave so tearing apart. Talk of the times and places we've been. Speak of the sights and views we have seen. But as we lay down to relive the past, the love that we shared was never to last.
Out of the Rain, I say, one of Liverpool's finest bands, and they are back together again, and they're working on some new stuff, and I'm really glad to say that they've sorted out the differences, any differences that they may have had. Okay.
A little message just to let you know, you're listening to Vintage Radio.
You are indeed, and thank you so much for tuning in this morning, everybody who's been in touch with me so far. Dave Hughes listening in my goal with Kath, long-suffering partner. I hope that you are tuned in and listening to this one. This is just for the both of you. Dave, you're being sorely missed on the crossing at St Andrew's School. Everyone's missing you, and you're also missed on your radio show as well, which everybody looks forward to listening to every single week. So, Kath, yeah, make sure that this man sits down, does as he's told, and listens to you for once in his life. This is one song that I do know that you like, Dave. It's one that I played many, many times on my show, and this is just for you.
Mm-hmm. uncertain of anything else before, except death and taxes, and we're just passing through. But as long as the sea washes up on a distant shore, I hope you'll be with me, 'cause I know I'll be with you. Come and lay down your bets on how long she will last with me. I'm not easy to live with. Am I easy to love? You can keep all your money, all your odds and your certainties. I'll stick with my queen. I won't twist or gamble with love. Come and sit by my side. Does that sound patronizing? If it does, well, I'm sorry. We'll sit anyway. I just wanted to tell you that I think you're amazing. I'd love you to love me, but what's more, I'd love you to stay. Come and lay down your bets on how long she will last with me. I'm not easy to live with. Am I easy to love? You can keep all your money, all your odds and your certainties. I'll stick with my queen. I won't twist or gamble with love. When old bones stop working, stop us dancing to our tune. We'll just keep on rocking, 'cause that's all we can do. And when our hearts stop beating and the hands of the clock won't move, I'll know that you love me and you know that I love you. Down your bets on how long she will last with me. I'm not easy to live with. Am I easy to love? You can keep all your money, all your odds and your certainties. I'll stick with my queen. I won't twist or gamble with love.
Brilliant Henry Priestman and Les Glover and Gamble With Love, playing that for Dave Hughes in Muggle this morning and for his wife Kath. So hope you enjoy that one, Dave, and I'm lucky enough to get the very, very last ticket for Henry Priestman's gig, which is going to be at 81 Renshaw in Liverpool on Sunday the 10th of February. I was at Renshaw last week, Renshaw Street, to see Stuart Todd playing, and I thought, well, I'm here, I might as well see if I can get me Henry Priestman ticket, and it was the last one. So there you go, living life on the edge. I got the last ticket, and it's going to be a great afternoon. It's a look back at Henry's career, going back to, he was in the Christians, he was the brains, he was the songwriter, keyboard player many, many years back, and also before that he was with local band The Yachts as well, and his solo stuff has been great, and the stuff that he's done with Les Glover, what you've just heard there, is superb as well. So looking forward to that on Sunday the 10th of Feb at Renshaw Street in Liverpool. Okay, it is exclusive brand new track time for me. I am absolutely delighted to be able to play this. I was sent a couple of songs last night from my good friend Ian Davis from Two Black Sheep. This is hot off the press. This has only just been mixed, finalised. This is the master copy from their album, which is The Earth Below, which is out and available. You can order that now because it's available in a few weeks' time. It's the 25th of January is the release date for that, and the night for that is at Thornton Hough Village Club, and that's That's going to be, the whole album's going to be played there with a string section. It's going to be superb. What a night that's going to be. And I'm lucky enough to be able to get across to see that gig as well. So yeah, that's, but anyway, enough waffling for me. This is an exclusive track, first play anywhere in the world. I've got my hands on this. This is a song which I've seen them play live recently over the last few weeks, and it's from the album. I don't know whether it's going to be put forward as a single or not, but it's certainly one of the my favourite songs that I've heard so far. These are Two Black Sheep, and this is Ghosts.
Too late in the day, still pouring straws into soda, throwing our future away. Look at the next generation, running in playgrounds and fields, all of their positive wishes get crushed by the industry wheels. I hear our words, they speak our fears, but we all know in the end they'll just be tears. And the ghosts of my life come back to haunt me. Bombs. The ghosts of our lives will be haunting the world where we live from father to son.
Was Ghosts from Two Black Sheep from their forthcoming album The Earth Below. And thank you so much to Ian Davis for sending me across that exclusive copy, and that's available. You can pledge that. I think the pledge is closed, but you can still order it if you go to their website, which is www.twoblacksheep.com, they've also got a Facebook page as well if you're on Facebook, and have a little look there. They really are two of the finest musicians and two of the loveliest people that you could wish to meet, Amy Chalmers and Ian Davis. Davis and Two Black Sheep. Okay, it is just coming up to 16 minutes past 10 on Friday morning on Vintage Radio, and I will not be here next Friday, sadly, and that's because I'll be en route. In fact, I'll probably have landed by then. I'll be in Hamburg. I am going to go for the weekend searching. I've been booked to play on Friday night and Saturday night in Germany. It's the second time they've been invited over to Germany, and we had a great time last time. It was a couple of years back we went, and we're back again, and I'm lucky enough to be able to be there with the band. I'll be down on video duty. I'll be recording them. I'll be doing Facebook Live stuff with them, and I'll be at both gigs. So yeah, so looking forward to that. And this is one of the songs that the band do, and in my opinion, it's one of their best songs as well.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I'd lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad.
To me, that was Billy J. Kramer, and that's a song that Search and do live, and they do it very, very well indeed.
Here's a little message just to let you know,
you're listening to Radio, Radio.
This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show.
Yeah!
Indeed, you are, and these are the Eels. Thank you.
like me, drifting off, lost at sea. I'll set a fire, look up for it. Looking for me, I'm a pink sunset. Bone dry, sha-la-la. You drank all the blood. My heart is bone dry, sha-la-la. Can't give you more, cause you took all of it, sha-la-la. Bone dry. All of it, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la.
Bone Dry from the Eels, and the video for that is great. If you've ever seen Jason and the Argonauts, the scene where the skeletons are fighting on the edge of the cliff with the swords in their hands, it's based on that. It's the bit, skeletons coming alive from the graveyard, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely superb. Great band, a little bit wacky, but what a songwriter he is. And yeah, indeed. And anyway, cracking back on, I've got loads to get through this morning. Thank you so much to Ian Davis for getting in touch this morning, who's listening as much of the show as he can. I'm working from home, thank you indeed, and I'm glad you enjoy listening to your song as well. Right, Felix Hagen and the Family, Gene Kelly. This one's a little bit of glam, little bit of entertaining for you, and it'll wake you up.
There's a boy who sits alone among a thousand little dreams, wants to break the hearts of hundreds, growing drunk on fevered screams. He's running from a shadow that has stalked him all his life. It's the darkness that is lurking when you feel like you're dropping out of sight. And each night he feels the itch to grab the needle, thread and scalpel. He'll gather slice and stitch, and he'll build a brand new person where the current person sits, till he's nothing but a patchwork of other people's greatest hits. And every lost evening while time ticks ever on, sings for his supper, goes home to write songs, waits for some signal, waits for some break to make him feel better. Cheese. There's no free ticket for the rock star with the most convincing pleas. And though ambition is a virtue and desire can breed a king, there's no reaction without action, there's no life if you don't sing. So kiss goodbye to comfort, say hello to fun, grab your battered guitar, face the dark and run. Hold the shadows creeping, turn up every dial, watch the people smile when you say,
I wanna dance like Gene Kelly, dress like Elton John.
Never met me, will miss me when I'm gone.
I wanna dance, dance, dance like Gene Kelly.
Elton John. Give those kids who get me a star to wish upon.
Tell the world I'm ready to write their favorite songs. The folks who never met me will miss me when I'm gone.
I wanna dance like Gene Kelly, dress like Elton John.
Love it. Felix Hagen and the Family and Gene Kelly, another great band there. You must see, if you've never seen Felix Hagen and the Family, there's about 7 or 8 of them on stage. They've got a couple of dancers who now and again jump into the audience as well and participate. The very first time I saw them was at a place that I don't think is there anymore called Mellow, which was a vegan coffee bar restaurant kind of place. And I went to see the Ragamuffins with my mate Nick, and he said, the band who are playing after them are really good, Felix Hagen and the Family. And I thought, you know, I'd been in work all day. I thought, can I be bothered waiting around here? And I'm so glad that I did, because from the moment I saw them sound checking and him going through his operatic range, I thought, wow, this guy has got it, and what a band he's got. And anyway, we were sat there pretty much near the front, and they did a song called Molly, which all the Felix Hagen fans love. And whenever they do that, these female dancers come into the audience and they get some audience members to participate in their dance. And guess who they picked on? Yeah, mate. I got picked on to go up and dance with them. Never seen this band before, didn't know the song, but I was dancing around the room to this song with these young ladies. Well, you'd be rude not to, really, wouldn't it? Anyway, it was a great night, great fun indeed, and ever since then, I've been a big fan of Felix Hagen and the Family. And I'm rambling again, but that was Gene Kelly anyway. Great song. And from the album Attention Seeker, I'm going to take you all the way back to the 80s again for this one now. These are Strawberry Switchblade. No, they're not. These are Strawberry Switchblade. since yesterday on Strawberry Switchblade. Okay, and thank you so much, Ian. I'm glad you're still listening, even if you do get the sack. Anyway, I'm going to play this one. These are, you can't get much more local. This guy, well, yeah, he's London based. His roots are up here. His brother is from Birkenhead. It is, of course, Ronan McManus, brother of Elvis Costello, and with his band. This is called The New Hazardous Design, and it's from the Bible Code Sundays. There you go. Hazardous Design from the Bible Code Sundays, who played over here in Birkenhead just before Christmas as well, and I was unfortunate that I was otherwise engaged that night. Otherwise I would have been there to see Ronan and his band in action, because they are superb and what a guy he is as well. I was so lucky enough to have interviewed him back in April, I think it was, when we were doing the 5k run for the 96 in Stanley Park, and Ronan was taking part in that as well, and I asked him to come back onto the radio show I was working with at the time and do a short interview. Ended up being an hour. We talked and he played a couple of songs live for me with his guitar. And you know what? What a guy. Absolutely brilliant. Looking forward to meeting him again pretty soon when he comes back up to this area. And they're working on some new stuff as well with his band, so looking forward to listening to that. Okay, back in 1981, this was released at this time. One of my favourite songs, one of my favourite bands. This is a rework, and this is Midge with his version of the classic song, Vienna. all its glory, Vienna, from Midgeo, and that was his orchestrated reworking version of the song, which was released at this time in 1981. It was from the fourth album, Vienna, which was the 9th of January the album was released, and the single come out a week or so later. And we all know the story. We all know what happened. It was kept off the number one spot by two songs. We all know it was kept off by Joe Dolce and Shut Up Your Face. But it was also the first week it was kept off number one by Woman from John Lennon, because it was shortly after John Lennon was taken away from us as well. So yeah, great memories, great song, and a great version as well. I do like that. I mean, the original is brilliant. You can never beat the original, but I do like that reworking with the orchestra. Okay, this song I'm going to play for you now is a little bit of a foretaster, because in a few weeks' time, I think I've still got to get across the I's and dot the T's with Roger, but I'm going to be doing a show on a Wednesday night. It's going to be every other Wednesday, so I've come up with the name of the show of Wednesday Week, and here's a song by The Undertones called Wednesday Week. What a song, The Undertones and Wednesday Week. And yeah, the show is going to be called Wednesday Week. It's going to be every other Wednesday, 8 till 10 on Vintage Radio. And it's going to be a little bit different. It's obviously different from the morning show that I do here, because it's what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be inviting guests into the studio who are going to come in and have a little chat with us, and also play a couple of songs in the studio as well. I mean, there'll be songs played. There'll be a mixture of oldies, newies and everything else along the way. But the whole idea of the show is to champion local music, singers, bands, artists, poets, whatever. So I'll be getting in touch with you. You're on my list. I've got about 12 names in the diary already who I would like to bring into the show here to have a little chat and play some songs on air on Vintage Radio. So that's all coming up very soon. I've just got to formalise when that's going to start and how it's going to work out and everything else. But it's going to be Wednesdays 8 till 10 on Vintage Radio. Okay, I'm going to play a song for my mum. It's just gone 10:45. I've got time for two or three songs left, but I'm going to play this one anyway. The guy with the golden voice. It's for you, Mum. I know that you're listening. Back in my goal, and I'll be there to see you just before 12 o'clock, I think. Anyway, Jim Reeves. The man with the golden voice.
I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter every time I'm walking by your side. I love you because the future's brighter, the door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
Just beautiful. Jim Reeves, I Love You Because. And I'm playing that for Nellie, my mum, who's listening, and she's recovering from a really, really bad fall that she had. She's got a broken hip, and it's a long road to recovery. Nellie, you just keep fighting, and we want to see you back on that dance floor pretty soon, so we're all looking forward to that. So yeah, come on. Right, Dave Hughes, I'm going to play this for you because I know that you're going to know what this is. I was going through some stuff the other day, and I've come across some great TV themes, because I'm looking for stuff that I'm going to put on my radio podcast, which is going to be done on Sunday this week. It's now going to be Sundays, and I've come across some TV themes, and this is what I'm going to play. I know you're going to know what this is, but anybody else, if you know what TV show from the late 60s, maybe even early 70s, but I think it was late 60s, if you know what this was from, let me know. Well, did you get it? It was, of course, The Fugitive. And I remember watching that show when I was little, and it was a bit scary because there was a guy in it, the one-armed man, and he was after Richard Kimball. He was totally innocent. He was set up. It wasn't him. He didn't do it. And it was a bigger boy. And yeah, I remember that show. Dave Hughes, I bet you that you got that. And anyone else listening, I hope you did as well. That was, of course, the theme from The Fugitive. Okay, I've only got time for a couple more songs before we finish. I'm going to play a little bit of this one. This is Clint Boone from the Inspiral Carpet with his band, The Clint Boone Experience. This is White No Sugar. We'll be right back.
Don't sit around, you're gonna put it on your waistline. Don't stand alone in these strangest of times. There's no explaining the things that might happen. There's now a new home for technology and fashion. She heard it from someone in Hong Kong who read it on a screen in Beijing. It was posted on a site in Seattle. And me, I read it on the back of a cigarette packet and it said,
election beats electric.
She said she was looking for a basic introduction, and that creation is an anagram of reaction. Said she was a user, IBM out of South Africa. I was a receiver in a cafe bar in Manchester. I replied that boredom is an anagram of bedroom, and that it's so good to see kids on the streets again. The only people I don't wish to meet are singing at the pigeons in Senile Street, and that yes, this is a new revolution. Mac in Macedonia hits on the girl with the fully loaded PC in DC. Guess I'll just scoot along to Dry or Atlas or Dukes of 92. Open up a new website and maybe call it
Mr. Moon, play that tune.
Groovy mama, groovy.
This is definitely a new
White No Sugar. Not how I take it. That's Clint Boone Experience. And Clint from the Inspiral Carpets. Great song. Okay, thank you to everyone who's tuned in this morning, who's listened to Radio Radio on Vintage Radio. I've only got time for one more song, so before I play that, coming up after me at 11 o'clock is going to be Richard Wall, who's going to take you through till 12, unless he's on further duties as he was last week. I think he was on an all-night. I think he was on a sleepover last week. He was on all the time. But anyway, he does a sterling job, and it's a good job that he's around. So thanks to Richard for that. And thanks to everyone who's listened in today, for those who have sent me messages, and for those who sent me songs to play as well, very much appreciated. I'm going to finish off. It's not the song I was going to finish with because it's far too long and I don't want to fade it out. So I'm going to play a song from a band that I only got onto a few years ago. These are called The Black Keys, and this is Howling For You. And I'll see you all, not next week because I'm in Hamburg, but the week after. So take care, and I'll see you in a fortnight.
Any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.